السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Who is my second volunteer for today? He?
Ali.
Ali. All right. Guess what I have for you today? Wait. M and M for the one who is going to listen and listen, not talk and not talk. Pay attention, pay attention. Don't make noise, don't make noise. Then we get M and M. Okay? All right. At the end, we'll make a distribution. Okay, just Ali taking volunteer today? Who else? I need to add. Mama, keep this. I am. You are too? Okay.
She wants to be a volunteer.
She wants to be a volunteer.
She wants to be a volunteer. She wants to be a volunteer. All right. You too? Where's your dad? Okay?
Okay.
All right. Come
on. Look at the camera.
Hey, guys. All right. Now the story time. Guess who was listening and watching the humans repeating the same mistakes over and over again? Other than the sunflower. Huh? The angels. There were two angels in particular. Two what? Their name, remember their name. Their name is mentioned in the Quran. One angel name is Harut, and the other one name is what? Marut. So what is the name of the first angel?
Harut.
And what's the name of the second angel?
Harut.
They were watching humans making the same mistakes over and over again. They are getting very angry. You know how angels, they get very, very angry when you do something that upsets Allah, right? You know the guardian angel that guards you? You know Allah's putting this guardian angel to protect you from the shaitan?
Shaitan!
Yes. You know why? Because shaitan has so much more power than us. He can burn us. Shaitan can harm us physically. Okay? So to protect us from the physical harm of the shaitan, we have, you want M and M? Then you take U and Q. So, to protect us from the harm of the shaitan, okay, Allah puts these angels. So they are standing like this. When the shaitan comes with his fire power, then they say, we're here. Then the shaitan runs away. So the only influence that the shaitan has on us is what? Feelings, takbir. He plays with our feelings. How? If it is time for the prayer, don't you feel lazy? You feel lazy. Guess who is making you feel lazy?
Shaitan.
So if it is a time to study Quran, don't you feel, you know, that you don't want to do it?
That you're tired.
That you're tired? Who makes you feel that way? This is the only way. Who makes, if you're jealous, If you're so jealous, who makes you feel jealous? That's the only way he can influence us, is by changing our what?
Feelings.
And this is that what Allah says about that he whispers to us, meaning that he plays with our feelings. Who makes you envy? Shaitan. Okay? Here we go. So the shaitan is the one who does all these. And the reason he does that is to invite you. And motivate you to disobey Allah. Now, would you listen to the shaitan?
No.
So how do you deal if the shaitan comes to you with a bad thought? The Prophet ﷺ said, when you, let's say you're praying, and the shaitan comes to you with an idea that will take you away from the prayer. Guess what you were going to do? Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, you say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, and you spit on the left, like this. أعوذ بالله. أعوذ بالله. أعوذ بالله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Not poof, poof, poof. No. Okay? Like if you saw a bad dream. If you saw a bad dream, what do? You wake up and say, أعوذ بالله. أعوذ بالله. أعوذ بالله. How many times? Three times. Now, the way it is explained in the hadith is explained that the person should spit on the left. That's what we mean by the spit. Now, somebody who doesn't understand Islam very well, she had a nightmare, and then she woke up, and then, أعوذ بالله, nightmare, poof, poof, poof. Guess who was sleeping on the left? Papa. And Papa got very mad. And said, who told you to do this? The sheikh in the masjid said, spit on the left. He said, the sheikh, you and the sheikh are boom. So, I'm not going to give you M and M, trust me. Oh. So, here we go. That the guardian angels are watching us and protecting us, forbidding the shaitan from coming to us and destroying us. But they get angry if we disobey Allah. Even though they get angry, okay, but they won't give up their job. So they say, Ya Allah, he is disobeying you. Allah says, wait and be patient. You have to protect them. Ya Allah, I wish that I want to destroy him myself, not the shaitan. Allah says, your job is a guardian angel. You do your job. This person deserves a fair chance. Deserves a what? Fair chance. No punishment now. The punishment is what? Later. So, a fair chance because there is a chance that this person might what? Revenge. And start what? A new page. Okay? So Allah, even though the angel is so angry, but it doesn't, you know, stop doing his job, which is protecting this human. Now, there were two angels watching humans making the mistakes over and over again. Same mistake happened. The Prophet dies. What happens after the Prophet dies? Everything is good. The Prophet leaves everything good and then the Prophet dies. Then people who don't like, you know, life to be good and peaceful, they want to get more than their fair share. They are so greedy, they want to get more than what? Their fair share. In order to get more than your fair share, then you have to spread something called corruption. Spread something called what? So they want to make a corruption, like mafia business, so that they can take advantage of others and take more than what? Their fair share. Now, what is preventing them from doing that? Huh? The teachings of the Prophet. And the people knowing Allah and loving Allah and want to go to Jannah and escape from the hellfire, right? So how do they distract the people from the worship of Allah? By?
Boo-boo.
Boo-boo. Boo-boo. And then usually boo-boo loves the king. It's no secret that boo-boo and the king are always what? Friends. Why? If the king wants something, he goes to the guy who speaks on the behalf of boo-boo and tells him, can you tell the people that boo-boo told you that you have to pay more taxes? Then the guy says,
today I'm going to speak to Google and tell you tomorrow what Google has said.
Google.
Yes.
Wait. Let me listen to the other Google. His name is Google. Yes? You want me to tell them that? Oh, sure. Yeah, no problem. What else do you want them to do?
Oh, okay. Hey, guys. Google tells you that you have to pay more taxes. You have to pay what? More taxes. And not only that, but I have to be the president for life. I have to stay the president for life. And then, let me listen more. Really? Google is telling you that I am different than you. You guys are all created from the foot of God. Created from where? The foot of God. And I am created from where? The face of God. So I am a different guy. Yes, we look like the same, but I am made of the face of God. You're made of the what? The shoe of God. You're made from the shoe of God. So listen. You know, I am better than you. Therefore, I have to stay as a king all my life until I what? And when I die, you carry me. And when I die, you bury me in the pyramids or in a big monument. Right? So no secret that Boo Boo and the king are what? You're not getting M and M. And not only that, you're not getting M and M, but I'm going to make you this.
I'm going to make him dizzy. Guess who got dizzy? Adam. So guess what happened now? There were two angels watching from the top. And they were so upset. And they were criticizing the humans. Look at those humans. Do you like them, Harut? Marut says, no. Marut says to Harut, Harut, do you like those bad guys? Harut says, no, I don't like them. How could they disobey Allah? How dare they are? He created them, right? Who created them? Allah. And who gave them food? Allah. And who gave them everything that they have, all the blessings? Allah. You want to take care of him?
This is, I think...
Just keep it quiet.
So, you want to... Who is speaking and who is... Who gave them all this food and things? Allah. Okay.
I was wishing for a 50 kid, now we have 5. So,
then how could they disobey Allah? Is it good thing to do if daddy gives you gifts and you're not treating daddy well? If daddy brings you gifts, then daddy expects you to listen to him, right or wrong? Okay, then how come Allah is giving you all this gift? Look at this nose. Who gave you that nose? And who gave you that ear? Allah. So, what should you thank Allah and pray for him and say, I don't like my nose. I want to change my nose. And instead of this way, I'm going to put it that way. Huh? People do that at high school. They don't like the color of their nose. What do they do with it? Huh? Make it blue. Oh my God. Have a blue hair? Yes. What else? Keep, you know, drilling, itching on their skin, tattoos. Oh, man. That's not right. Okay? It's okay to make yourself look nice, but it's not okay to change the way Allah created you. It's like, I don't like this. Unless it's something really seriously bad, like a birth problem or something that needs a medical attention, you shouldn't change the way you look. It's not like, let me go for a cosmetic surgery. I don't like my nose. Let me make it a little bit tiny. Let me make my ears a little bit that way. It's not right. So, who gave you that nose?
Allah.
Who gave you that ear? What does Allah expect you back to say? Thank you, Allah, to say, I don't want to do Quran. So the angels were so mad. What is the name of the first angel? Harut. And what's the name of the second angel?
Marut.
They say, they kept saying, going to Allah, Ya Allah, how come those humans are doing this? Ya Allah, how come those humans are repeating the same mistake? Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And then they said something. One time, they went to Allah and they said something amazing. They said, Ya Allah, if we are in their position, we will never do that. What did they say? If we are humans living on earth, we will what? Never do that. We will never make these mistakes. And we will never disobey you. And we will always worship you. So Allah said, are you sure? Are you what? Allah said, yes, Ya Allah, who dares to disobey you? No way. Harut, would you disobey Allah? Harut says, me? No way. Never disobey Allah. Would you, Marut, disobey Allah? Marut says, me disobey Allah? No way. Who dares disobey Allah? Who dares disobey Allah? So Allah said, okay, let's find out the truth. Let's find out the what? You know how Allah, His name is the truth, and He Himself, His nature is the truth? Al-Haq, how does He uncover the truth? And how does He exposes the falsehood?
By making it real.
Testing. So Allah said, okay, I am going to test you. I am going to convert you into humans. Into what?
Humans.
Humans. And send you to earth. Remember, the names of these two angels are mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. What's the first one?
Marut.
What's the second one?
Marut.
Marut. Mentioned in what surah? Baqarah. Which is the biggest surah in the Quran or the smallest? The biggest. So Allah said, fine. I am going to change you. So here is the angel. Right? Here is the angel. Allah said, I'm going to change you. So Allah put inside them temptations. Put inside them what?
Temptations.
Do angels have temptations?
No.
No. And then Allah put inside them desires. Put inside them what? Desires and feelings. Do angels have desires?
No.
No. Evil desires? No. Do they get jealous? No. Do they feel selfish? No. Do they feel greedy? No. Do they envy? No. They don't. So, to them, they are good in a natural way. You know how angels worship Allah? The way you breathe. Breathe. Is it hard to breathe? How easy it is to breathe. It's naturally, right? You breathe what? This is how the angels worship Allah. It is as easy as breathing. As easy as what? Breathing. What did you say?
Breathing.
Then Allah puts inside them the temptations and desires of a human. And then Allah said, now you go down to earth. And let's find out. Now we go down where? Earth. And let's what? Find out. Find out what?
If you're going to be like, if you were in human position, like, are you still going
to? Let's test the truth. Perfect. Let's test the truth about what you said. What did they say? What did they say? That Allah wanted to test if it's true or not. Harut, and Harut said what?
It's going to be as easy as speech.
No. Perfect, takbir. They will always believe and they will never disobey Allah. By the way, the girls are doing better than the boys. Yes, the girls are sitting and listening and learning. They are like flowers. The boys are like little monkeys roaming over. They need to be tickled and they stop breathing. So Allah says, fine. Allah puts inside them all these temptations. And then, after that,
He put them in the way. He sent them to earth. So the angels landed on earth. As soon as they landed on earth, guess what they did? They went into a cave, and they isolated themselves from the rest of the people, and they were doing what day and night? Worshiping Allah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. The mountains are so beautiful. Subhanallah. The trees are so charming. Subhanallah. Harut, watch this fly. Subhanallah. Harut, look at this butterfly. Subhanallah. Oh, Harut, look how beautiful are the skies. Subhanallah. Marut, look, the clouds are coming. Oh, subhanallah. Harut, look, the rain is coming. Marut, look at the wind. Harut, Marut. All day long, just thinking about nothing but Allah and the wonders that Allah has created. When they see a little ant, look, an ant. Ya subhanallah. Look, wow, how tiny this ant is. Who made that ant so tiny and able to walk? Allah. And then they put the finger in front of the ant. So the ant gets scared and runs away. Subhanallah, who made this little brain on the ant thing? Allah. All day long. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Now Shaitan wanted to trick them. See how the Shaitan can trick the angels. Shaitan thought about an idea. Thought about what?
Idea.
How can you trick those angels into evil deeds? Think. Let me see if you can come up with an idea of how to trick them. Huh? The angels living in a cave like that. How can you trick them? Shaitan. How can the Shaitan trick them? Think. Yes, they have temptations, but how? Huh? Perfect, give me five. Boys win.
Yeah!
Shaitan figured it out. If those guys stay in the cave, will they ever disobey Allah? No. Why? Because they are far away from all temptations. What is going to tempt anybody in a cave? Nothing. Right? Nothing. So Shaitan came to them in the form of a sheep. And then Shaitan took a big stick like this and said, As-salamu alaykum, people of the cave. Who are you? Salam alaykum. Salam alaykum, uncle. Salam alaykum. What are you doing here? Oh, man. I am looking for my lost camel. Have you seen a camel around here? No, I haven't seen a camel around here. Oh, my God. Oh, it's my only camel. I'm doomed. Who are you guys? So Harut said, my name is Harut. And the other one said, my name is Harut. What are you guys doing here? We're worshiping Allah. We want to worship Allah in the best way. So we're staying here. So the Shaitan said, you guys are not worshiping Allah here. You guys are killing yourself. They said, how? That's the best place to worship Allah. You're far away from all distractions and temptations. He said, no, that's not the way to worship Allah. You want me to tell you how to worship Allah? They said, how? They said, if you go down the valley, there is an orphan who needs to be taken care of. There is a what?
Orphan.
There is another orphan girl who needs to be adopted. There is a poor woman who needs help. And there is a widow with 10 children who needs somebody to help her out. And there is a bad guys who are attacking good guys in the market. And there is, you really want to worship Allah? Go take care of this. Go adopt the orphan. Go help the widow. Go stop the bad guys. Huh? This is the worship. You are sitting here all day long, enjoying yourself, this flower, this butterfly, this ant, and you say you worship Allah? No, excuse me, you are not worshiping Allah. You're kidding yourself. That's not the way to worship Allah.
Are these angels going to go to Jannah?
No, Jannah, only fire for angels.
I know, but
Yes, it's just to teach us a lesson, and then they go back to the angels. That there were a role for them to play. But the people who wrote the Hispanic history, they didn't know what happened to the angels after the role has ended and Allah lifted them up. They don't know what happened to them afterwards. Some of them say maybe Allah has ended their creation, like ended them. Others say they have done the job and they went back to the angels. But now they have learned the what? Only by themselves or all other angels were watching. Because since that day, angels are not saying, look at this, here these humans are doing bad things. If we are in this position, we will never do that. We will never disobey you and repent. We will never need to repent because we will never disobey you. So what did they used to say, Yelena? We will never need to repent because we will never what? Disobey you. That's right. No M and M, by the way, today. Okay. He said no cares. So no cares, no M and M. Okay. No cares, huh? Who cares? Huh? Who cares? Huh? So what happened is then, now these angels, now the shaitan, when he said that, was the shaitan right or wrong? Huh? Shaitan was right or wrong? Huh? Wrong? Right? Wrong? Both? No, I need you to tell me, was the shaitan, and what he said, right or wrong?
Right.
Why? Perfect! That be it! So what the shaitan said was 100% right. Was 100% what? Right. Is it better to stay in the cave or to go help with the orphan and the widow and stop the bad guys? Which one is better? Yes. Which one gets more reward from Allah? Which one gets mixed reward from Allah? The one who is staying in the cave? Go ahead. MashaAllah, takbir, Thai boys and girls. They get me. Yes, Thai. Yes. So, those guys get the most what? Reward. The biggest reward. So, they say, but when the shaitan says that, here is the second question. Now the guy who's going to ask the question, Mama, the one who answered the question get the M and the M.
No.
Yeah. And you give me the M and M. Give me the M and M. Okay, where is it?
Mommy's
going to
hide it.
Uh-huh. Oh. Here's the secret. Now the ones who are ready to answer the questions are going to get the M and M. This is for the question to answer. And this is for taking care of Adam. Alright. If you answer the question. The second question is, now, we said that the shaitan is right in what he said, right? It is much better to go do good deeds than it is to stay in a cave, right?
Right.
Now the question is, how come the shaitan said something that is right and true?
Because he's trying to trick them.
Perfect! Good job! Because of what? You two get in and ends because you're so quiet. Good job. And you too, if you sit. Sit and do like this. Good job. Okay. So, alright. Now let's go on with the story. Pay attention because I'm going to ask you questions in the middle, okay? I'm going to ask you questions in the middle. Then what happened? M&M is beautiful. They said, Harut looked at Marut and he said, Harut, isn't that right? Marut said, yes, that's right. This guy is right. And the guy was like, yes, people, I am older than you. I know Allah much better than you do. Trust me. Allah will be worshipped much better when you are among the people. Huh? They said, yeah, sure, huh. Now the reason the shaitan said that, because he wants them to go where? Down to the valley and mix with what? People.
Why? Because now he can trick them. Aha, good job. So they said, okay, let's back up. They took their stuff and they went down, 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 all the way to the valley. They went to the market. Sir, we're looking for an orphan. We're looking for an orphan. Have you seen an orphan around here? Guess who met them the first time? A little crook, a little thief. He said, hey guys, you look like strangers. You look like strangers. Are you looking for somebody in particular? Are you looking for somebody? Yeah, we want to find an orphan guy to feed. He said, I am orphan. I am orphan. Feed me. They said, oh, come on. They were so innocent that they would think that this guy said the truth. And then they took him. They took him to the guy who sells food. He ate. He filled up his tummy. And then at the end he said, bruh. They told him, say Alhamdulillah. Say, Alhamdulillah. And next time before you eat, say, Allahumma barik lana fi ma razaqtana wa rzuqna khayran minhu wa qina adhab an-nar. Said, okay, I am going to say that. Okay. Then they say, where we stay tonight? He said, I can show you a place. He took them in a place, and then this place was the headquarter of his gang. It was the headquarter of what? His gang. So they attacked them and they robbed what? All their money. The money that they brought with them from where, Yasara? The money that they brought with them from where?
The money that they brought
from where?
From the two angels.
Yes, the two angels brought the money from where?
They brought it from...
The cave! You lost. Because you thought. Yeah. Then, they got robbed. So now they are what? Broke. Now they want to sleep. Okay? So now, instead of them doing good deeds, now they need what? They need a charity now. So they said, okay, what are we going to do? Do you have any spare money? He said, no, I don't. And do you have any spare money? No, I don't. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Where are we going to spend the night? Where are we going to spend the night? What are we going to do? Where are we going to spend the night? Let's ask people to help us. So they sat on the street and they extended their hand like this. Help us, help us. We are two strangers and we were robbed and we have no money. Please help us. Guess what happens to them? Everybody says, extend your hand. Ha! Here, ha 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 ha! Everybody mocks them. Hey, here you go. Ha 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 ha! And then they say to them, take care of yourself. Ha 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 ha! Ha! Then what happened? Then, yes, did their feelings got hurt?
Yeah.
Their feelings got what? Hurt, but my feelings are hurt right now because you jumped in.
Guys, can I? Guys, sit down, please. Thank you.
So, what happened?
Guys, sit down, please. Thank you.
Too much sugar, huh?
You're tempting them. Temptation.
Can you blame them?
So, the ones who are going to answer the next question are going to get to me and my name. The people started mocking them and the feeling started getting hurt. So they started what? Crying. When they got crying, started crying, then a guy came to them, a real bad guy. He came to them and he said, you guys are begging for money in my territory, in my walk. I am the only beggar in this area. You're not allowed to come here. And he started what? Beating them up. Go out! Go out! Did they get hurt? Yes, they got so hurt. Now, question. They were saying we will never get angry. Did they get angry? Did they get very angry? Did they call him a bad name?
Yes!
Here is the first mistake. More is coming. And then when they went away, they started cursing. We don't like, this is not fair. I don't like what has happened. They started not accepting what Allah, okay, situation that Allah has put them through. Ah, was that a good deed or a bad deed?
A bad deed.
We're supposed to accept? Yes. Good job!
Yes.
Take care of yourself. Because I didn't ask the question. Aha. We're supposed to accept what Allah has decided for us. Now, should we say, if I didn't do this, this would have not happened? No. We should say, whatever Allah did is the best. Just think about the future, okay? Learn lessons from the past. And think about the what? The future. Right? So, what do you do with the past? Learning lessons. What do you do with the future? Think how to do better in the future. But you say and say, it's you! I blame you! It's because of you!
No.
I blame you! It's because of you! If you haven't said so!
No.
If you don't have said so! Is that right?
No.
So here we go. Another mistake. And they have gone wicked and wicked and more wicked and more wicked. We have to finish the story, but not today. Guess what they have done wicked to? They have gone worse. Huh?
You know, ow! I think human when they start off, they're more innocent. They have stressed off white.
Okay.
And with every bad deed you do, you get another black dot.
Okay.
Because by the time the angels, by this time, they have their heart was black.
Okay. So what did they do? They have done worse than what any human would ever do.
Black magic.
Woo! Give me five!
Yes!
And this is what we're going to talk about next time. Who started the business of black magic? No, those two angels. Black magic did not exist on earth before, huh? Before these angels. يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين بباب هاروت وماروت. You know the verse? يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين بباب هاروت وماروت. وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقول إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر. This is the verse that talks about how did they taught black magic. Now, how did they get into that? We're going to find out when. Next week, we're going to find out how did they start the black magic. Now, attack the pizza. Afterwards, you get in and say, if you can do something that I'm going to tell you after you feed the pizza.
I'll trade.
Let me taste it. Take care of yourself. Take care of your demons. Take care of your homework. Take care of the message.
Can you guys eat pizza?
Take care of. You said I don't care about the M&M, right?
Well, I care about the sand.
No M&M for you. Really? I'm going to
he gave the pizza for him.
Oh, my God. Who turned off the light?
That's
great. Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to do a riddle, a quiz. And the ones who answer the question will get a hand at him. As soon as the pizza is over, I'm going to quiz you about the stories that we said. I'm going to quiz you about what?
Ya Ali.
Mama.
Mukher, sit down. What happened to the...
I don't know.
Bye-bye.